Welcome, everybody, and happy hump day afternoon. My name is Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Speaking of baseball, big win for the Brewers ace, Jacob Mazurowski, against the Pirates today. 4-2, the final score. Boy, that guy's fun to watch throw a baseball. But that's not the topic for this half hour. We've got a real crisis on our hands, and it's the childcare crisis here in the state of Wisconsin. In 5 days. June 30th, tick tock. Childcare counts funding runs out. Childcare will get more expensive and less available everywhere across the state. Some estimates put the number of available childcare slots that will disappear in the ballpark of 80 to 90,000. I just want everybody to absorb 80 to 90,000 childcare slots, like, gone. And we're short workers in a lot of places in this state. So make it all make sense. It doesn't really, dear Robin Voss and Devin LeMahieu, fix it, right? Fix it. They're not working that hard at it, I don't think, because there is a fix, and it is to re-up childcare counts. I've got two ladies here to help us understand the impacts of this disastrous cut that will hurt middle class and working families here in the state of Wisconsin. They know it from the front lines. I've got Corrine Hendrickson. She owns and operates Corrine's Little Explorers in New Glarus, and her friend and colleague, Trisha Peterson, from the Future All-Stars Academy in Juneau. Corrine, welcome back to the show. And Trisha, welcome. It's a real privilege to have you both.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, Trisha, let's start with you. Yeah, let's start with you. With the biennial budget debate going on right now, and with your frontline experience, what do you want Wisconsinites who may prefer Republicans or lean a little right, what do you want them to know about the child care crisis that is already here in Wisconsin, but is about to get exponentially worse?
I think the first and foremost is this shouldn't be a bipartisan issue. This is a true issue that's coming from both ends. That is going to be a bigger issue if something doesn't get resolved. And we're talking like we're a desert out where I am in Juneau, Wisconsin. And with that, I am the only licensed childcare facility in my district, and I would be closing due to just the cost so high that nobody could afford us. And I think that's what you're going to find is the middle class will not be able to afford childcare at the end of the day.
Trisha, what does it cost for, say, like a 2-year-old at your childcare center, if you're, or just your general impression of what that cost may be, if you don't want to give away your trade secrets and advantage, what's that run in a Wisconsin family these days?
Well, quality is very expensive, and currently our 2-year-old rate for full time is $312 a week. And if the funding doesn't get approved, we will have to do another 20% increase. Mm. So that puts us at the high end of Madison rates out in Dodge County. No one's going to be able to afford me.
And let's just absorb that, because I want to put it into monthly terms, because I think a lot of people, their brains, you know, you think mortgage payments, how much am I pay, all that kind of jazz, my car payment, whatever it may be. So at $312 a month, if you go up 20%, that means you're going to raise the cost $60. So it'll go from $312 to just under $400. 400 times 4 is $1,600 a week. Holy cannoli, and that's for one kid?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. In Dodge County.
That's more than my mortgage, so.
Right. I mean, I think a lot of people are paying a ton for their mortgages and rents right now. But that is just a crushing figure. Corrine, let's turn to you. You're in the New Glarus, Madison area. I'll ask you the same question. What's it running for, say, a 2-year-old toddler these days at Corrine's Little Explorers?
Well, I'm a lot less because Greene County, interestingly, is I can't afford to I could not get kids at that rate. So I am at $280, but I'm going to be going up $30 as of August 1st if we do not get the funding. And then another $20 in September, because that's the increase I'm seeing with my property taxes, insurance, and all those other things. So I will be at what Tricia is now in September. But I already have lost three children for this fall. One is moving to another state. Another one has just moved. Yep. To another county, and then another one. They were driving from Madison to come to me because I was that much less expensive, but now it won't be worth it because it'll be almost the same.
My goodness. Tricia, for you in Juneau, are you hearing from families that they won't be able to afford, that kids are going to have to drop out of your child care center?
Oh, absolutely. And then ultimately is one of the parents will be staying at home because who can afford that? But we have another, I mean, this is another topic for another day, but our school district also offers 3K. So I think at this rate, how can you compete with $15 a day? Quality is expensive, right?
Yes.
And that's the issue that I'm having in such a small rural area is we're competing with our own school districts, which shouldn't be, because education starts in the womb and these littles don't belong in a school district. But that's not for me to judge, because financially, when you have to make those decisions, you start there.
There's no choice, right? Like what people don't, I think, fully get their heads around is we want people to have real choice. If you want to be able to work, you should be able to do that because there is quality and affordable and available childcare where you live. You know, you talk about people wanting, oh, we're the party of freedom and individual rights. It's like, yeah, except not, because you're robbing people of choices, because these basic building blocks for working parents and working families aren't affordable. Corrine, when you look at, I mean, the study from and the recent report from the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families, looking at closure rates upwards of 35% in rural areas, we've talked before, and you think it may, in fact, be even higher.
Oh, definitely. In Greene County, we're looking at 54%, and I can't remember off the top of my head, but one of the two next door counties is at 75%. You have to remember, our rural counties already don't have the people. We already don't have the programs. So you're looking, they're already deserts. You're looking at just a dearth. Some counties only have one program in the entire county. So you're looking at, there will be none. And then the schools have to take over, but they have the option of increasing property taxes.
Right.
We don't have another way to get more revenue. And again, like Tricia said, you know, the schools are not necessarily the best place for the young kids because they don't have people that understand early childhood development. They're not built for young children. They're supposed to follow the same rules that we do, but there's some interesting loopholes kind of in there, so that they don't necessarily have to. And that all comes back to quality. It comes back to what's best for the kids. And, you know, we need to be able to pay our teachers, because schools can't find teachers either. And that's why they're taking over, because they need the care for their teachers' kids. So it's just a vicious cycle. And we just need to invest in our kids and our communities and stop pitting us against each other and start working together towards things.
Corrine, you make an incredibly important point. And folks, if you're just joining us, I'm joined this half hour by two childcare providers, Corrine Hendrickson, who owns Corrine's Little Explorers in Nuclearis, and Tricia Peterson, who owns Future All-Stars Academy in Juneau, Wisconsin. You make an incredibly important point. The phrase is penny wise and pound foolish, right? The MAGA regime here in the state is promising people all of these tax cuts. Well, but if you end up paying higher property taxes because there's not affordable quality early childhood childcare in your region, it ends up showing up in property tax increases because the schools are chronically underfunded and are not well or best equipped for these very, very young kids. It's this vicious cycle, and it's also a cycle that is rewarding seemingly the wealthiest Wisconsinites to the detriment of working families. Tricia, when you think about this challenge, this moment in time, what do you want a Wisconsinite who maybe, again, leans a little right to know about this? What do you want them to do? What's the call to action for folks here?
Sure. The one quote I want to say is education starts in the womb, and we need to educate and have a great foundation for these littles. And with that, it does cost money, but we also can't be afloat if we don't have the teachers to run these shows, because they are the magic behind everything. And we need to invest in our littles. And so that means starting at, you know, birth all the way up. And so that means investing in us, because the brain, the research of brain development happens before they even enter kindergarten. So we are very important, and we deserve to make better wages than $13 an hour. Because I can tell you, if we close, because that's the ultimate sacrifice that we'll have to make, and it's not because we failed, but it's because people didn't believe in the career that we chose and the profession, and they didn't believe in our future, our children. But if we have to do that, so many other people are going to be, the domino effect is just going to be massive. Ridiculous. And what's going to end up happening is our economy is going to crash. We're already struggling.
Yeah. There was this book that came out about 20 years ago called Freakonomics. And it shows you sort of the first domino fall and then the last domino fall around things like this. Early childhood education. Wisconsin is in the bottom 2% of income earners, of what we pay folks that work in early childhood education. Say what? I remember hearing about a thing called the Wisconsin Idea, Corrine, where we centered education, where our public schools and our university system was the centerpiece. It was part of our economic engine. And that was a bipartisan, across the board, agreed upon premise of how we proceed in this state. Where the heck did that go, Corrine? How did early childhood education end up on the chopping block?
I have no idea, because we were actually the first ones to have 4K in the entire country, because that was something that we believed in, that education is important for all of our young children. So I think it turned into just getting gerrymandered maps and people who are out of touch and not having to be responsive to their elected or their constituents. And they have been in charge for too long. And so now we have Robin Voss pretending that he's wanting to do investment in childcare. But if you listen to what he says, I want to invest in the parents and in this. And that investment in parents is pennies and ridiculous. But unless, you know, we were thinking, actually, Trish and I talked about this today, they like tax cuts and tax credits. So we decided that we are offering up a $480 million refundable tax credit that's paid to us every single month in the budget.
Yes. It sounds so much more appealing for those who, you know, again, lean a little to the right side of things. Just some, again, statistics here for folks before we go to break. Wisconsin currently has a $4 billion with a B budget surplus. We can afford this. Again, more than half of childcare providers will cut salaries even further, resulting in more folks exiting the early childhood education workforce, leading to more closures. These estimates of 25, 35, 50, 70% of childcare centers closing, I'm here to tell you, is low. It will just snowball and get worse. We're going to come back with Corrine Hendrickson and Tricia Peterson, two childcare, early childhood educational specialists. We should start calling this what it is. Gosh darn it. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked in. We discuss more on the flip side here on the Civic Media Radio Network.